This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, halfway home on a Friday, as it were. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good to have you guys. Good to be in here chopping it up on a Friday.
I'm all gussied up now in my Grand Ole Barbecue Asado hat, ready for
so good.
Jordan to join us via Zoom here any second.
They're going
to
bring us
family barbecue.
They're going to bring us some meat on a Friday soon. Yeah, they're going to bring us the whole spread.
Don't tease me.
I'm not. It's not a tease.
Don't tease me.
It is a tease because it's not here yet. But they are going to bring us some meat.
We need to have Jordan and Jake in studio one day. I mean, their travels should bring them to San Diego at some point. Yeah. Here, as we are joined right now by Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue and Yahoo Sports.
Sorry about that delay.
You're good. We're glad to have you as always and welcome you to another Friday here with Ben and Woods. Hello, Jordan.
What's up, guys? Always a pleasure. I am wearing my Frisco Rough Riders hat, the hat that a top prospect named Jurickson Profar once wore many, many moons ago. And I decided to keep it simple with my appreciation for Mr. Profar on this fine Friday morning, because he's like one of the best players in baseball, as we all expected.
Totally, totally knew it. We called it. No, it's funny, man. You know, I have always liked Jurickson Profar the player. Now, I grew up, Jordan, in the Dallas Fort Worth area, and listened to a ton of Dallas Fort Worth sports talk radio, and the name Jurickson Profar was bandied about all the time. And I actually, when he came to the Padres, it was like, oh, cool, good pickup. You know, solid. But I kind of used him as an example of why you should sometimes trade prospects. And isn't it funny now that here we are, years later, he's the leading vote getter in the All-Star game, having a monster season. It's been remarkable. What a career arc for him.
Yeah, I think the other thing about certainly if you zoom in on just the past, you know, year and how it's gotten to this point is pretty astonishing. But I think it's also, it's like, oh, wow, you know, he's really put it all together in San Diego. It's like he was already in San Diego and it seemed like he had become a good player.
Yes.
As we saw that, right? It was 3 years of being like a good player. He had settled in. He had made it. He had become a good major league player. And there was just not a reason to expect another jump up to become one of the best players in baseball at this point. I know it's, again, he's been in our lives for so long. The fact that he is, you know, 31 now is kind of jarring. But man, oh man, where would this team be without him is a very real sentence that you can say.
I mean, and I can vividly remember, you know, some of the deals that the Rangers wanted to pull off and did not, because they would not include Jurickson Profar in those deals. And that's how much they believed in him back then. And AJ Preller had some connections with that organization. And it's just been really, really special. He's not only David Peralta talked yesterday about him, and he goes, yeah, I played against him, and he'd rack up RBIs and home runs, and he plays hard, and he plays with spirit and fire. He goes, I didn't like him. I absolutely didn't like him. Because then I get here and I meet him and I go, oh my God, he's quiet. He's gentle. He's sweet. He's got a beautiful family. He goes, I can totally see the other side now. So it's really cool.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you mentioned thinking back to him as a prospect. Like we've talked about this on our show before, but he's a big part of why Jake and I really started to want to talk about baseball together. Like this is when he was a top prospect and when we wanted to go another level deeper into this world, it was so that we could be like, I know about Jurickson and Profar and you don't, right? Like that was kind of when he was in, you know, Spokane or whatever, however early levels when he's playing like the Arizona Complex League. And it's like, man, this 16-year-old Curacao, he's unbelievable. And that was something that we really liked, you know, getting into. And so it is a remarkable career arc. And yeah, man, he's the story of the Padres season. I don't think there's really any way around that.
It's also a reminder that for the amount of resources, money, time that front offices put into discovering players, AJ Preller, mm-hmm. traveling the globe, staying up all hours of the day, trying to turn over every rock on planet Earth in search of baseball players, sometimes it just comes down to luck. Because any team mm-hmm. could have signed Jurickson mm-hmm. Profar. He's getting $1 million. No one could have seen this. We actually asked the question, does AJ even really get any credit? We were so sure he was going to sign Jurickson Profar this offseason. We put him on the roster as part of the plans before they even signed him, going, well, obviously Jurickson's going to be an option in left field, you know, for the Padres this season, because where else is he going to go? He's going to be a part of the Padres. It's just a foregone conclusion. Yeah. A lot of this game is, Jordan, as much as we attribute intelligence and skill, there's a lot of luck in baseball involved, too.
Absolutely, right. And not, okay, sure, you maybe could have seen it coming. I mean, he still wasn't signed until after spring training started, you know? It's not even like, all right, it'd be one thing if they had identified him early in the season, like, we want to bring him back, you know? Like, that sure, you know, maybe you get a little bit more credit for that. So, and obviously, they I guess they get credit for it being a place that he clearly wanted to keep coming back to.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and I think that is something you can give them. But you are 100% correct. There's no version of this that does not involve an incredible, role of the random number generator that produces our baseball results.
Talking to our pal Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, the rumor mill always heats up. And we've already pulled off two massive trades, you know, here in San Diego this year. And the rumor mill is always heating up, Jordan, when it comes to the trade deadline. I'm looking at the Garrett Crochet to the Dodgers rumor, maybe to the Padres even. The pitcher for the Tigers, Skubal. Yeah, Tarek Skubal. Why would teams like the Tigers and the White Sox that still have multiple years of control left on lefty power arms that can get guys out at the big league level, why wouldn't they just build around those guys? Do you suspect that those guys will be moved? I just don't understand the constant reshuffling and re-upping on prospects from other teams when you have guys like that you could build your rotation around.
Totally with you. And yeah, there's something part of it that's, oh, well, you never know. You know, pitchers, who knows what they'll be in 3 years, let alone five. I think I'm completely with you. Now, I think the Crochet and Skubal situations are definitely different. 0% chance Skubal gets traded. Crochet, like, it's just because we know the White Sox are still in just such mega teardown mode. Yeah. But, like, they have enough else to trade. Even if they do want to make a Luis Robert deal, you know, Kopech's a guy they could move. And by the way, for the Tigers, if they want to go full sell, like, Jack Flaherty should get you some real stuff. Yeah. I mean, what he has become this season is really astonishing. That's another one of the more quiet, you know, remarkable pitching seasons I think we've seen. And a lot of it is being masked by the fact that he's on the same team as Skubal, and Skubal, you know, might be the Cy Young front runner. So, but I just can't see that. And for Crochet, man, I've talked about this with one White Sox podcast, like that one would just be so hard to stomach, right? It's the one thing that's gone well for them. It's the one thing they've absolutely nailed. We were all laughing at them when he was their opening day starter.
We were. We absolutely were. Yeah.
And it's not like he was a total nobody. He was a first round pick, and he at his best was one of the more impressive, you know, college pitchers we've seen. But the track record was not there. He'd never started. I mean, he literally never started a major league game, right? So, and of course the injury track record too. So you hope that he's someone they can build around. And I just don't, because right, to your point, like how many times can you keep pushing the timeline farther into the future? And if you have someone that's that good, man, you know, it's one thing you move Dylan Cease, you know, with a year and a half left or 2 years left, but this is a totally different beast. And it would just be such a horrible sign to the fans that have obviously already suffered enough.
You know, it was less than a decade ago when the Padres were such a zero team that you'd go like scan the ESPN.com baseball headlines and maybe like once a year the Padres would rate something that would make a headline. Now they're literally every single week something involving the Padres is worthy of national attention and news. This last week, of course, it was the series against the Washington Nationals, which was just filled with drama, ups and downs, controversy, and of course, a benches clearing incident that involved Jurickson Profar, and then Mackenzie Gore throwing at Jurickson Profar, not getting tossed out of the game, and then Manny's home run response. What was your view of what went down in that series between the Padres and Nationals, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like kind of a classic baseball, you know, brouhaha, where you just have the perfect level of discontent and, you know, plausible deniability on a lot of people's sides of things, where it's like, yeah, he probably, why would he throw it purposefully there? You have Kyber Reese trying to slow things down. You have all these different parts about it. And Profar, you know, after the walk-off, you know, maybe running towards the Nationals dugout, was that necessary? All of it to me is fine if we cannot, if we don't have, I don't want anyone to get, like, if we're not having punches thrown, and if we don't really believe that someone is throwing at someone on purpose, which in my opinion, I do not think he was throwing at him on purpose. I think having these kind of moments is a good thing, because as you mentioned, people are going to talk about it, and that's fine. And if we're not, people are not throwing punches, and if it's just creating, you know, some you know, again, it's like, how many people would have been like, yeah, we're going to have this really, imagine telling someone in March, yeah, one of the spiciest back and forths of the year is going to be Jesse Winker and Jurickson Profar.
So good.
You'd be like, what? What are you talking about? So I think that's something that, like, these things kind of pop up at completely unexpected times. And I wasn't surprised that, honestly, either team was kind of at the center of it because of the personalities involved.
100%. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue joins us this morning. And your Mariners have righted the ship. They're back up in first place. You know, I'm watching last night, it was Yankees playing the
Blue Jays
again. And we had it on, and I walk by, my son goes, oh, my God, it's 5-0. And he goes, it's the first inning. The Yankees, out of the gate, you know, it's a good lesson for everybody to just be patient. You know, teams can go one way or the other. They look like one of the worst teams in baseball right now. I mean, they're getting bodied on an almost nightly basis right now. The Orioles have now crept in to a tie for first place. The patience part is really, really hard for a lot of us fans. And, you know, we always try to remind people, just because you start hot, there's going to be a lull. There's going to be they literally look like the worst team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they sure do. Them and the Rockies are the only teams that have lost 8 of their last 10. And it's nice that they got out to that lead. But, like, why did they get out to such an incredible start? Because they have some really good players that are still on the team. And so I think when you go through a situation like this, when you are losing, it's always so much worse when you're losing to rivals, right? That just hurts. And you're right. Like, they've been getting crushed. But when you have back-to-back series of, I know they lost a series to Boston, but, like, this stretch here, when you lose series to Boston, series to Baltimore, a series to Atlanta at home, where it's like, uh-oh, the Braves are figuring it out, series to the Mets, and now you lose to a Blue Jays team who seems to be going and, you know, heading towards being a full-blown seller. It's like the perfect storm. It's not just that they've lost 8 of 10, it's who they've lost it to, and it's how bad they've looked. Now, is that a reason to panic? I mean, the reason it's a reason to panic is because the Orioles are so good. You know, this is not a situation where they can necessarily afford to go cold for too long, because winning the division is going to become a lot harder, because the Orioles are one of the best teams in baseball. And I think the Yankees can still be one of the best teams in baseball. But you don't have that cushion. And if you heard Alex Cora talking about chasing them down, you know, yeah, that's exactly the attitude he should have. He said, like, yeah, they're not playing great, so why can't we, you know, make it interesting with them? So they got another series. I guess they got, you know, 3 more against Toronto. They got Cincinnati next week, and then they have Boston again at the end of next week. So this could be a lot more interesting in the AL East than maybe we thought.
Well, and the Central is insane in the NL. You know, you take the manager from the Cubs, from the Brewers, you put him on the Cubs, you pay him a ton of money to do so. They're in dead last place right now in the Central, and the team you took him from, they're in first place, 15 games above 500. This sport continues to, every year I forget, continues to prove that we don't know anything and anything can happen. It's been an insane run there in the Central as well, and with the Pirates, you know, adding Paul Skeens and the guys that they have, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun this summer.
Yeah, the Cubs Brewers thing is really interesting. I think just sticking on the Cubs, I think, you know, how we talk about Council and the impact of a manager, it's like, listen, man, he can only press the buttons that are in front of him. And, you know, as we've seen, there are some flaws in this roster. They've certainly had some injuries on the mound recently, which has been tough. and the offense is just okay. But you would think that even that would be enough to not be in last place in this division.
100%.
And here they are. Milwaukee is an even more amazing thing, I think. They have proven me right or proven me wrong in so many ways that I'm so impressed. And yet I still look at their rotation. I say, how in the world is this going to be a team that is in the postseason at all, let alone what they would do once they get there? But credit to them. They've been awesome.
I think the real trick is figuring out which teams are just going into that lull and they're going to bounce back and which ones are truly in trouble. Like 2021, Padres got off to a hot start, went into a lull, never got out of it. Just, you know, the season fell apart. But I just went back and looked last year, Jordan. Both the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks had stretches of like 3-17 in the second half of the season last year. In the second half of the season.
Yeah.
And ended up in the World Series against each other at the end of the year. Are the Yankees going to do this?
That cushion.
Or are they going to fall apart like the 2021 Padres? How do you identify the difference between teams that are really in trouble and teams that are just going through that normal lull that every baseball team goes through at some point?
Well, I think I certainly don't have the answer to that, which is obviously not very good radio guest of me, but I would say that, like, I'm so glad you mentioned those examples, right? Because those teams almost missed the playoffs,
right?
100%. You know, like, it's not even, and then they got hot. It wasn't just that they were so bad, but then they still managed to win the division. Like, obviously that's the exact opposite of what happened with Texas, and then they got hot. So hey, maybe the Yankees are going to bungle this lead. Maybe they are going to have to go play a wild card series, and then maybe they'll go to the World Series anyway, you know? And so it is ultimately about just getting in. And I think that the Yankees, it's pretty hard to imagine them bungling it to that degree to where they don't even have a shot in the postseason. But, you know, I mean, there's a few where you could say, oh, well, they have these guys coming back. They have these guys that we are certain have this level. There's these guys that there's no way they could perform like this. The Yankees roster is fascinating. Yankees and Dodgers both, right? When the top end is so good and the bottom is so bad, it's just like, how am I supposed to evaluate? How am I going to tip the scales, you know, when you see the great, the unbelievable highs and the very, very troubling lows?
Jordan, as always, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again probably around the All-Star break. It's coming upon us very quickly.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, guys. Always fun.
Jordan Schusterman, Cespedes Family Barbecue, our weekly conversation brought to you by our friends at Grand Ole Barbecue, Flint Springs, North Park, at the ballpark when the Padres return, and hopefully in studio some Friday soon, where we can indulge in meats upon meats upon meats.
Yeah, maybe during Ben and Wood's summer break.
Ooh, just eat barbecue meat. And summer break. It'd go
hand in hand.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I want to talk some pitching matchups, not just for this series, but what are the Padres going to do going forward, especially with all of these newfound off days that they have to play with between now and the All-Star break? Does that change anything for you? We'll talk about that coming up. Let's check traffic. Be right back with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't you know, when the Padres finally seemed to solve some of their woes against left-handed starting pitching, three straight wins against the Nationals, all with lefty starters, actually scored some runs against the lefty starters the last couple of days of the series. At the moment, they're not scheduled to face a single lefty, I believe, in this entire road trip. All righties now for the Boston Red Sox and the Texas Rangers.
No kidding.
Begins tonight with the first game of the road trip and the series at Fenway Park. 4:10 p.m. start, 3:10 Eco Water SoCal pregame show. Randy Vasquez on the mound against Nick Pivetta in game one of the series. Tomorrow is a 1:10 San Diego start with Michael King against, I believe it's Tanner Houck.
Tanner Houck.
And then on the Sunday morning series finale, 10:35 a.m. first pitch, it's Josh Winkowski against Matt Waldron. Then the Padres will go to Texas where Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray, and Max Scherzer are scheduled to be the starting pitchers for the three games of that series. Now, because of the off day yesterday, and then another one on Monday, nice little bookend off days around this series against the Boston Red Sox, Mike Schilt and Ruben Niebla could get creative with their starting rotation. Dylan Cease.
You always do this.
Oh, I did, and they didn't do anything about it last time. They just went.
Maybe they'll listen to me this time.
But the last time they were, admittedly, they were in a stretch of 26 games in 27 days. They had the one off day. They didn't want to do anything with that off day. Dylan Cease, if you wanted to move him up to Tuesday, his next turn in the rotation technically doesn't come until Wednesday, middle game in Texas. But if you wanted to move him up to Tuesday to start the Rangers series, he'd still have an extra day of rest. Yep. Wednesday, normally you get 4 days rest. That would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'd pitch Monday. Well, they're off on Monday. You could pitch him on Tuesday on an extra day rest, but still a day earlier than he normally would. At that point, then, you know, Randy Vasquez could pitch the next day on normal rest, and Michael King could pitch the road trip finale on normal rest because of the Monday off day if you wanted to go in that direction and, you know, skip Adam Major if Yu Darvish is not ready to come back to the rotation. I understand the Padres did win, and Adam Major got the win his last time out. Still had the four-run inning that he gave up. Still has not shown the ability to miss bats on the big league level yet. Did not walk as many guys, threw more strikes in his last start. Making some progress, but it just feels like every time you're throwing him out there, you are making your job a little tougher.
Isn't it? Could it be dependent on how some of the other games go? Does that do anything for you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you move Dylan Cease around, and again, it's still normal rest for him.
More than normal rest for him. I'm almost hesitant to give him
too much
six
rest.
Days and yeah. too much rest. Coming off literally what might have been his best start
yeah.
of the season.
Get him back out there.
On Washington. Do you really want to make him wait an entire week before he takes the mound again next Wednesday against the Rangers?
Let's ask the skipper in 30 minutes.
This. We can.
Probably not going to give you an answer.
Probably not.
But I think it's an interesting question. And I'm glad your mind works this way. Because mine doesn't. I never think about that. Like, ever. All I'm thinking about is in the chat, when you said Tanner Houck, everyone said Tanner Houck Tua. And that's all that I've been thinking about since you started talking.
Houck Tua.
Right. Tanner Houck Tua.
He is going in game two of the series.
He is going
against the
game
San Diego Padres.
Hawk
Tua.
Tua
of the series.
Roastmaster
in Boston.
Asked if we would ask the skipper about Hawk Tua. I'm going to pass on that one.
Probably. Going to pass on
Say,
that.
Skip, have you seen the Hawk Tua girl? And what
you
got
to give him that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
Now, eventually,
sweet little laugh.
The Padres do have from Tuesday games in a row, so you'd eventually need, at some point by next Saturday, a fifth starter if it's Adam Major.
And maybe it's Yu Darvish.
I don't know exactly what his status is. Feels like he's going to now need another rehab start at some point, at least, even if imaging was good, they said, on Yu Darvish's elbow, which is what caused him to not get activated from the injured list when he was supposed to last Tuesday. Could he be back? Maybe. Maybe by next, you know, Saturday would be when they would need, July 6th. And then again, they have another off day on that Monday, July 8th. They have another off day on Thursday, July 11th, around just a two-game series against the Seattle Mariners. So you could, at that point, then get to the rest, the last five games of the season, without needing to use a fifth starter again.
Okay. That works for me.
You've got one more start. If you play it right, you could get to the All-Star break with just one more fifth starter. If you want to keep on your rotation, though, then you'll probably need two, maybe even a third turn in the rotation for Adam Major. I'm just saying, can we avoid three starts for Adam Major between now and the All-Star break?
I think the answer is yes, you can, with the off days built
in. I'd like to.
I like how your mind works that way, because I don't even think that way. That's why we work.
But then again, doesn't seem like the teams do either. They're probably itching to get Dylan Cease an extra couple of days of rest here.
Right.
Get everybody a little extra rest after that long stretch.
Ask him.
And when we ask him, he's going to go, no, we can't. We're not going to do that. We should be giving them more rest, not less rest, especially at this stage of the season.
But I think you still ask him.
Do you even watch baseball, cuz?
Yeah, hey, you know anything about this?
Tim says Ben hates Major.
Yeah, Ben does not want to see Major on the bump.
I don't. Okay, kind of. I kind of do. And it's not personal. I hate seeing him pitch. I do hate seeing him pitch right now.
It's not a comfortable
watch. It's not a personal thing. It's a more, I don't like the feelings inside of me when he's on the mound.
It's fair.
Doesn't throw enough strikes. I think if Mike Schilt was under some truth serum, ooh. Now there's
a good
interview.
Bit.
There is a spicy interview. Lie detector Mike Schilt. Even he has to feel a little uncomfortable when Major's on the mound. He hates walks. It's one thing he's actually said. He does not like to see his pitchers walk batters.
Has he said that?
Yes, he said that.
Okay.
He does. He loves when you get very few walks, a lot of strikeouts, very few walks.
I think most managers.
Is he on the record for that? Because wouldn't be surprised if we heard him in a post game. I love the effort. I love the
game
out there.
Around the zone. He was around the zone a little bit and then didn't get the call.
I get he can tailor comments to fit each situation. He has that skill.
That's a good bit.
But many times he's focused on the fact, hey, we may have lost by six, but did you see our guys didn't walk anybody in that game?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that a few times
this
year.
We can do a bit where we just ask him about the worst stuff in the world and see if he can spin it. Like, all right, nuclear war, your thoughts. Well, I mean, it's okay. It's, get some of the bad elements out, right?
Burn up some of that littering.
Yeah, burn up some litter. Yeah,
what about the three wars America did win? You're not talking about it anymore.
He's going to murder us.
Yeah, we're dead.
All right, we've got a rattle report. We'll do it a little bit early since Mike Schilt's going to join us at 9 o'clock. So probably going to get us some headlines.
A potentially gnarly story that has surfaced out of the NBA draft.
I saw this yesterday.
Coming up next, don't go anywhere. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quick little birthday shout out. 40th birthday, Tier 1 Robert. Happy birthday to you, buddy. Your wife, Katrina, DM'd me this morning and asked if we could give you a shout out in the 8 o'clock hour. I said, sure, 8:20. And then I forgot. And so now it's 8:40, which is coincidentally the age you're turning. So I think it worked out
perfect, better
for everyone. So happy 40th. Hey, bud,
birthday. It's
all downhill from here once you hit 40, just so you know. You're going to need QC Kinetics. You're going to need probably West Coast Men's Health. You're going to need all kinds of stuff.
Hold on. All right. I know we have a round of report coming up. When do you feel like it really did start going downhill?
The day I turned 40. Yeah.
I feel like it was more like 36 or so.
Oh, no. I felt really good.
You felt good until the late 30s?
Bro, come on. I was thriving.
I feel 40. Better now than I did probably at 36
to 45.
Well,
you lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, it's huge.
I have not.
Absolutely huge.
But, when I was 40, it was like the next morning I woke up. I had some drinks. So Hannah threw me a surprise party, and I had some drinks, and I woke up.
Surprise party?
Yeah.
This is before I knew you.
Yeah. Yeah, threw me a surprise 40th birthday party.
Were you really surprised?
Yeah. Ish.
Where was it?
Tower 13.
Oh, right on the beach.
Yeah, right on the beach. It was amazing.
Cardiff.
It was. She went all out. It was great.
A lot of people?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like
50, 60 people?
Now, how did they pull it off? You like thought you're just going to dinner
yeah,
with
let's go get a beer or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't even married yet, were you?
No. No, we were just dating at the time. So, yeah, when I was feeling...
Birthday beer going, and then all of a sudden you get there and everyone yells...
Surprise!
Surprise.
It's great.
I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you.
No, so I know. It would have been weird to invite me at that
point. Now, my 50th, you'll be there. Van Halen will be playing there.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Which one?
I would like to get them all together again. Eddie's not here anymore. He's not with us, so that's going to be tough. But to get Sammy and Dave would be pretty solid. Get them up there. Maybe Rat could play my 50th. You know, something like that. But yeah, you guys will be there for that one.
Fantastic. That's
just a year and
is
a month
it a surprise?
Away. No, I'm if I
you don't want it to be a surprise.
No, if I have to plan it myself, I will.
Can you imagine if Paulie and I had to pretend there wasn't a Woodsy 50th birthday party for like weeks and weeks?
I know.
No, Woods, we have nothing planned for your 50th birthday
at all.
We're
out of town.
Yeah. No, what are you doing? Oh, you know, Hannah and I are just going to go have a... Yeah, you know, we're going to Tower 13 again. You know, we went there for my 40th, so we're going to go again. Oh, I didn't hear anything about this.
Have fun.
Jeffrey says he feels terrible at 36. Yeah, 40 just crushed me. Can't wait for 50.
Now, some combination of SDFatLoss.com, QC Kinetics, and West Coast Men's Health.
Be good to go.
Fix you right up
exactly
for your 40s.
Right.
What's baseball really like? Join former Padre and MLB All-Star Brett Boone and his big league friends on his podcast, The Boone Podcast, 3 days a week. Brett talking with Hall of Famers, fellow All-Stars, friends, and more. Get their take on today's game. He's had some big names all season long. The Boone Podcast and the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kaboom Podcast.
Friday 8:43.
Kaboom does like, the dynamite.
You can put it on the board every Friday at 8:43.
That's why we have the Rondle Report scheduled after traffic.
That's
here
right.
On 97.3 The Fam.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen. Start off in Major League Baseball. It's that time of year where every year you have the conversation, is Shohei Ohtani going to be in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
He's only done it once, I think.
John Flint was in here about an hour ago, and he said, you know, Profar in the All-Star game, is that a good idea? Like, shouldn't he just take the rest? And we all thought, two or three innings. Probably a good idea
for
him.
Yeah, get him an AB. And
if he wants to do it, no problems with that. But with the Home Run Derby, feels like every team is always questioning if they want their guy there. Is it going to ruin his swing? Does he need to be there? And so Dave Roberts actually had some comments on this on Wednesday. He was talking with reporters, and he said, the one side of it for Ohtani to be in the Home Run Derby, it's great for baseball, clearly. The other side of it, on the manager of the Dodgers side of it, you're trying to be more cautious and appreciating the fact that there's a lot more swings, higher intensity, you know, going through the rehab process with his elbow. You guys expect to see Ohtani in the Home Run Derby?
I do not.
I feel
I'd like to, but I don't.
Any legitimate excuse, now players are going to grab onto it and go, well, I'd love to be there for the good of the game.
He really wants to. Shohei says he wants to
do it. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
He can.
Yeah, he can.
I don't think the Dodgers can stop him.
Says he has feelings of wanting to do it, but he would need approval from his doctors and the trainers.
Ultimately, my prediction is it doesn't happen.
I don't think he will. I don't think he will. I think, you know, when your manager comes out and says that, you know, you do feel the guilt, you know, of, got to make sure I'm there for the October collapse. You know, they're going to need me for that collapse. I need to be there.
I know you don't feel like I should be there, but I think I'm going to do it anyways. I'll give him the old Adam
I do that to Adam all the time.
Okay.
The best.
Dave Roberts said he wouldn't want anyone telling him he couldn't do the Home Run Derby. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure your lack of power told everybody that anyway.
Yeah.
Now, if they had a stolen base derby,
yeah,
go ahead.
I don't think you were ever in consider. It's like,
do we have a bias in the All-Star game against non-power hitters? Like, should Luis Arraez be in the contact derby? Like, just how many pitches in a row can you make contact on off a pitching machine that's hit, like 105? Like, ramp it up. Just all you have to do is foul it off. Contact.
Is that boring? I think it's boring.
I think that's the problem. Yeah.
People Ohtani's only done it once. It was 2021. He lost to Juan Soto.
In the first round. He's gone through one round of the home run derby in his entire career.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Sometimes the internet can provide one of those stories where you go, this is insane.
Yeah.
If it's true.
If true. I was just gonna say that. If
and
true.
I think that's an important qualifier because anybody can make an account on social media and say they're somebody.
Yeah.
And so you never really know. But no, this was not about Bronny James. We already talked about that. Kyle Filipowski from Duke. Now, he's like a 7-footer who excelled at Duke. He should have been a first rounder. Like, maybe even a lottery pick. But he wasn't. In fact, he wasn't even in the first round. He slid to number 32 overall in the second round to the Utah Jazz. And Zach Lowe and Jonathan Giovanni, they host the Zach Lowe podcast, or Lowe podcast, I think it is. It's one of the most successful and popular basketball podcasts. And they started digging into the theory that there's a lot going on in Kyle Filipowski's personal life that may have led to him sliding into the second round. They talked to scouts of teams throughout the NBA, and they said, look, it has nothing to do with his ability on the basketball court. There are concerns about character and his home life and things going on in his personal life. And so there was this tweet from an account, Daniel Filipowski, claiming to be his brother.
Brother, yep.
And again, we don't know that if this was actually his brother or not. But the story gets really weird when they start talking about how Kyle has cut his family out of his life entirely for years now. He is dating his girlfriend. He's been dating her for a long time. She's 6 or 7 years older than he is. I believe she went to his high school prom.
She did. There's a picture of them at prom. She was 23. He was 18.
Yeah.
This is legal, certainly, right?
So the tweet that got all the traction, has got 13 million views right now on Twitter. It says, Kyle Filipowski's brother and mom are on here revealing how his girlfriend groomed him into Mormon culture and cut him off from his family. And now he ends up with the Utah Jazz.
He got drafted by the Jazz of all teams. Like, oh, you're Mormon?
There's screenshots here from Kyle's brother, allegedly. I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. He goes on to say, nobody knows anything about this other than him, the Duke coaching staff, and his agent.
They can't even get in touch with him anymore. The allegedly has, like you said, been
yeah,
grooming
they said
him.
Other than messaging him on Instagram is like the only attempt we can make to even reach out to him and contact him.
Yep.
And they've been unsuccessful.
They do feel he was brainwashed by her. And the mother, allegedly the mother, said, you guys are opening a 2-year issue. She's 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school. Mm. Would you let your 18-year-old son date a 23-year-old woman?
He's an adult.
He's an adult.
You can't let or not let him do anything.
That's true.
Like, I think more what are his teammates going to say about this? Because I bet they have some opinions as well.
Which team? The new teammates?
Yeah. You know, you're about to start an NBA pro basketball career. There's a lot of travel, a lot of people that you're going to meet as an NBA player. Are you sure you're ready to settle down right away and make that choice? Because it could be something that you look back and regret on. Mm. Or maybe it's the right choice for him. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers cut off his family. And, I mean, you can say didn't hurt his NFL career at all.
She used to babysit him as a child. Now, that's odd.
That's weird. They found her name's Caitlin Hutchinson. They found her on LinkedIn. And according to her LinkedIn profile, she graduated from the University of Alabama in 2018. Kyle didn't even enroll in college at Duke until 2022.
Interesting, man.
It's just really bizarre, and I got to imagine more details will come out on that. But Yeah, everyone going, how the hell did he slide to the second round?
That's why.
And teams are saying, that's why. There's a lot going on, and we wanted no part of that.
Very interesting. Creepy.
Finally, Woodsy, you look a little tired over there.
A little tired.
Have you had your caffeine yet?
I did have my caffeine this morning.
What'd you have?
I was thinking about re-upping. I go coffee, and I mix it with a little collagen protein and some MCT powder.
That MCT powder.
From Bubs. Why Bubs? Simply the best.
Well, if you're looking to switch things up, I've got a new way to get you caffeinated.
Okay.
5-Hour Energy. I've had 5-Hour Energy.
I've too.
I'm okay with it.
They're adding caffeine to it.
What? But you don't have to just drink little shot bottles that they have now, because they have just debuted a caffeinated barbecue sauce.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, remember that picture I used to post when Tim Hill would pitch of the Monster Energy Ham?
This is perfect. With 5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I like to take Monster Energy Ham, make little ham rolls, dip it in the 5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce.
So, have your coffee in the
morning. Might like this too?
Yeah.
You can have your coffee in the morning, but maybe you get a little tired, a little come down in the afternoon.
Yeah,
towards
have some
dinner.
Ribs.
You get a little hungry.
Sandwich.
Yeah, a little caffeinated barbecue sauce. They just unveiled it. It's a new product for the summer. They are giving away 12-ounce bottles through their website. They had a drop yesterday. It sold out very quickly. They're doing 3 more drops on July 2nd, which is Tuesday, July 9th, and then July 16th. So the next 3 Tuesdays. There's one flavor, peach mango.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that sounds
sweet barbecue sauce, yeah.
Yeah. And each serving is 60 milligrams of caffeine, which is about as much as a weak cup of coffee. An average cup has 95, so
it's a light boost.
It's like a caffeinated
soda. It's like a bump,
soda.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Just a bump. Bump of barbecue
bump
sauce.
Bump of barbecue
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, just a little... Yeah.
Seems completely unnecessary to have a product.
Maybe we can throw some of that on a grand old barbecue at summer break.
Ooh. Caffeinated barbecue sauce.
See if you can get a bottle, Paulie. I'd like to get him zooted on 5-Hour Energy
on a
barbecue sauce.
Cup of coffee's worth of caffeine.
Let's try to remember on Tuesday to apply for the drop.
Okay. Yeah, you have to apply to do it.
You just go on their website and sign up if they're available.
Do it, and we'll see if we can get some for summer break.
Done.
You guys remember, summer break's right around the corner. Ben and Wood's summer break. During the All-Star break, there's nothing going on.
So we give up all of our guests, all our baseball guests. It's their break as well.
It's their break.
Jesse Agler, Adam Jones, Sammy. You know, we just take the week off.
We just party in here.
I think Friday we got back to normal
because
the Padres have a game that day.
But yeah, we just party for a few days.
Monday through Thursday. It's going to get weird.
It gets really weird. Ben hates it so
now,
much.
I'm sure it's probably not going to happen, but I feel like we should go on a field trip for one of those days.
I'd be down for that.
Because summer camp usually involves one of the days you go on a field trip, like to a water park or something like that.
Do a remote broadcast?
Yes.
I'd be down.
From somewhere like summer fun in the morning.
Can we just do it at the beach, you think? We got Wi-Fi.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess we could.
You know what I thought would be really awesome? And I think you can get Wi-Fi because it doesn't go that high up. Hot air balloon. Radio
Absolutely
show.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
From
no
a hot
chance.
Air
nope.
balloon.
Nope. That is a bad idea.
Bad idea.
You don't like that idea?
No.
Not a chance.
4 hours
you
in a hot air balloon?
You can do it.
All right, I'll do it.
We'll get you a little webcam.
No.
No? You won't join me?
We just had this conversation.
All right, Mike Schilt is coming up next on The Fan.
A quick little birthday shout out. 40th birthday, Tier 1 Robert. Happy birthday to you, buddy. Your wife, Katrina, DM'd me this morning and asked if we could give you a shout out in the 8 o'clock hour. I said, sure, 8:20. And then I forgot. And so now it's 8:40. And which is coincidentally the age you're turning. So I think it worked out
perfect,
better for everyone. So happy 40th.
Happy birthday.
It's all downhill from here once you hit 40, just so you know. You're going to need QC Kinetics. You're going to need probably West Coast Men's Health. You're going to need all kinds of stuff.
Hold on. All right. I know we have a round of report coming up. When do you feel like it really did start going downhill?
The day
40,
day I turned 40. Yeah.
I feel like it was more like 36 or so.
Oh, no, I felt really good.
You felt good until the late 30s?
Bro, come on. I was thriving.
I feel
40.
Better now than I did probably at 36
well, you
to
lost
45.
40 pounds.
Yeah, it's huge.
I have not.
Absolutely huge.
But, you know, when I was 40, I mean, it was like the next morning I woke. I had some drinks, and Hannah threw me a surprise party, and I had some drinks, and I woke
surprise
up.
Surprise party?
Yeah.
This is before I knew you.
Yeah. Yeah, threw me a surprise 40th birthday party.
That's, were you really surprised?
Yeah. Ish.
Where was it?
Tower 13.
Oh, right on the beach.
Yeah, right on the beach. It was amazing.
Cardiff.
It was. She went all out. It was great.
A lot of people?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like
50, 60
Now, how did they pull it off? You like thought you're just going to dinner
with
her?
Yeah, let's go get a beer or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't even married yet, were you?
No. No, we were just dating at the time. So, yeah, when I was feeling...
Birthday beer going, and then all of a sudden you get there and everyone yells...
Surprise!
Surprise.
It's great.
I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you.
No, so I know. It would have been weird to invite me at that
point. Now, my 50th, you'll be there. Van Halen will be playing there.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Which one?
I would like to get them all together again.
All
Eddie, Eddie's not here anymore. He's not with us, so that's going to be tough. But to get Sammy and Dave would be pretty solid. Get them up there. Maybe Rat could play my 50th. You know, something. Something like that. But yeah, you'll be, you guys will be there for that one.
Fantastic. That's
just a year and
a
month
away. Is it a surprise?
No. I'm, if I,
you don't want it to be a surprise.
No, if I have to plan it myself, I will.
Can you imagine if Paulie and I had to pretend there wasn't a Woodsy 50th birthday party for like weeks and weeks?
I know.
No. No, Woods, we have nothing planned for your 50th birthday at all.
We're out of town.
Yeah. No, what are you doing? Oh, you know, Hannah and I are just going to go have a... Yeah, you know, we're going to Tower 13 again. You know, we went there for my 40th, so we're going to go again. Oh, I didn't hear anything about this.
Have fun.
Jeffrey says he feels terrible at 36. Yeah, 40 just crushed me. Can't wait for 50.
Now, some combination of SDFatLoss.com, QC Kinetics, and West Coast Men's Health.
You'd be good to go.
Fix you right up
exactly
for your 40s.
Right.
What's baseball really like? Join former Padre and MLB All-Star Brett Boone and his big league friends on his podcast, The Boone Podcast, 3 days a week. Brett talking with Hall of Famers, fellow All-Stars, friends, and more. Get their take on today's game. He's had some big names all season long. The Boone Podcast and the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kaboon Podcast.
The Kaboom.
Kaboo.
Friday, 8:43.
Kaboom goes like, the dynamite.
You can put it on the board every Friday at 8:43.
That's why we have the Rindle Report scheduled after traffic.
That's
here
right.
On 97.3 The Fam.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen. Start off in Major League Baseball. It's that time of year where every year you have the conversation, is Shohei Ohtani going to be in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
He's only done it once, I think.
John Flint was in here about an hour ago, and he said, you know, Profar in the All-Star game, is that a good idea? Like, shouldn't he just take the rest? And we all thought, two or three innings, probably a good idea
for
him.
Yeah, get him an AB. And
if he wants to do it, no problems with that. But with the Home Run Derby, feels like every team is always questioning if they want their guy there. Is it going to ruin his swing? Does he need to be there? And so Dave Roberts actually had some comments on this on Wednesday. He was talking with reporters, and he said, the one side of it for Ohtani to be in the Home Run Derby, it's great for baseball, clearly. The other side of it, on the manager of the Dodgers side of it, you're trying to be more cautious and appreciating the fact that there's a lot more swings, higher intensity, you know, going through the rehab process with his elbow. You guys expect to see Ohtani in the Home Run Derby?
I do not.
I feel
if you've got
any legitimate excuse, now players are going
to
grab onto it and go, I'd love to be there.
No,
he wants to go to the game.
He really wants to. Shohei says he wants to
do it. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
He can.
Yeah, he can.
I don't think the Dodgers can stop him.
Says he has feelings of wanting to do it, but he would need approval from his doctors and the trainers.
Ultimately, my prediction is it doesn't happen.
I don't think he will. I don't think he will. I think, you know, when your manager comes out and says that, you know, you do feel the guilt, you know, of, got to make sure I'm there for the October collapse. You know, they're going to need me for that collapse. I need to be there.
I know you don't feel like I should be there, but I think I'm going to do it anyways. I'll give him the old Adam
clue. I do that to Adam all the time.
Okay.
The best.
Dave Roberts said he wouldn't want anyone telling him he couldn't do the Home Run Derby. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure your lack of power told everybody that anyway.
Yeah,
now, if they had a stolen base derby,
yeah,
go ahead.
I don't think you were ever in consider. It's like,
do we have a bias in the All-Star game against non-power hitters? Like, should Luis Arraez be in the contact derby? Like, just how many pitches in a row can you make contact on off a pitching machine that's hit, like 105? Like, ramp it up. Just all you have to do is foul it off. Contact.
Is that boring? I think it's boring.
I think that's the problem. Damn. Yeah,
people. Otani's only done it once. It was 2021. He lost to Juan Soto
in the first round. He's gone through one round of the home run derby in his entire career.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Sometimes the internet can provide one of those stories where you go, "This is insane."
Yeah.
If it's true.
If true. I was just gonna say that. If
and
true.
I think that's an important qualifier because anybody can make an account on social media and say they're somebody.
Yeah.
And so you never really know. But no, this was not about Bronny James. We already talked about that. Kyle Filipowski from Duke. Now, he's like a 7-footer who excelled at Duke. He should have been a first rounder. Like, maybe even a lottery pick. But he wasn't. In fact, he wasn't even in the first round. He slid to number 32 overall in the second round to the Utah Jazz. And Zach Lowe and Jonathan Giovanni, they host the Zach Lowe podcast, or Lowe podcast, I think it is. It's one of the most successful and popular basketball podcasts. And they started digging into the theory that there's a lot going on in Kyle Filipowski's personal life that may have led to him sliding into the second round. They talked to scouts of teams throughout the NBA, and they said, look, it has nothing to do with his ability on the basketball court. There are concerns about character and his home life and things going on in his personal life. And so there was this tweet from an account, Daniel Filipowski, claiming to be his brother.
Brother, yep.
And again, we don't know that if this was actually his brother or not. But the story gets really weird when they start talking about how Kyle has cut his family out of his life entirely for years now. He is dating his girlfriend. He's been dating her for a long time. She's 6 or 7 years older than he is. I believe she went to his high school prom.
She did. There's a picture of them at prom. She was 23. He was 18.
Yeah.
This is legal, certainly, right?
So the tweet that got all the traction, he's got 13 million views right now on Twitter. It says, Kyle Filipowski's brother and mom are on here revealing how his girlfriend groomed him into Mormon culture and cut him off from his family. And now he ends up with the Utah Jazz.
He got drafted by the Jazz of all teams. Like, oh, you're Mormon?
There's screenshots here from Kyle's brother, allegedly. I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. He goes on to say, nobody knows anything about this other than him, the Duke coaching staff, and his agent.
They can't even get in touch with him anymore. The allegedly has, like you said, been
yeah,
grooming
they said
him.
Other than messaging him on Instagram is like the only attempt we can make to even reach out to him and contact him.
Yep.
And they've been unsuccessful.
They do feel he was brainwashed by her. And the mother, allegedly the mother, said, you guys are opening a 2-year issue. She's 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school. Mm. Would you let your 18-year-old son date a 23-year-old woman?
He's an adult.
He's an adult.
You can't let or not let him do anything.
That's true.
Like, I think more what are his teammates going to say about this? Because I bet they have some opinions as well.
Which team? The new teammates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're about to start an NBA pro basketball career. There's a lot of travel, a lot of people that you're going to meet as an NBA player. Are you sure you're ready to settle down right away and make that choice? Because it could be something that you look back and regret on. Hmm. Or maybe it's the right choice for him. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers cut off his family. And, I mean, you can say didn't hurt his NFL career at all.
She used to babysit him as a child. Now, that's odd.
That's weird. They found her. Her name's Caitlin Hutchinson. They found her on LinkedIn. And according to her LinkedIn profile, she graduated from the University of Alabama in 2018. Kyle didn't even enroll in college at Duke until 2022.
Interesting, man.
It's just really bizarre, and I got to imagine more details will come out on that. But Yeah, everyone going, how the hell did he slide to the second round?
That's why.
And teams are saying, that's why. There's a lot going on, and we wanted no part of that.
Very interesting. Creepy.
Finally, Woodsy, you look a little tired over there.
A little tired.
Have you had your caffeine yet?
I did have my caffeine this morning.
What'd you have?
I was thinking about re-upping. I go coffee, and I mix it with a little collagen protein and some MCT powder.
That MCT powder.
From Bubs. Why Bubs? Simply the best.
Well, if you're looking to switch things up, I've got a new way to get you caffeinated.
Okay.
5-Hour Energy. I've had 5-Hour Energy.
I've too.
I'm okay with it.
They're adding caffeine to it.
What? But you don't have to just drink little shot bottles that they have now, because they have just debuted a caffeinated barbecue sauce.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, remember that picture I used to post when Tim Hill would pitch of the Monster Energy Ham?
This is perfect. With 5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I like to take Monster Energy Ham, make little ham rolls, dip it in the 5-Hour Energy barbecue sauce.
So, have your coffee in the morning.
Might like this too.
Yeah.
You can have your coffee in the morning, but maybe you get a little tired, a little come down in the afternoon.
Yeah,
towards
have some
dinner.
Ribs.
You get a little hungry.
Sandwich.
Yeah, a little caffeinated barbecue sauce. They just unveiled it. It's a new product for the summer. They are giving away 12-ounce bottles through their website. They had a drop yesterday. It sold out very quickly. They're doing 3 more drops on July 2nd, which is Tuesday, July 9th, and then July 16th. So the next 3 Tuesdays. There's one flavor, peach mango.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that sounds
sweet barbecue sauce, yeah.
Yeah. And each serving is 60 milligrams of caffeine, which is about as much as a weak cup of coffee. An average cup has 95, so
it's a light boost.
It's like a caffeinated
like a bump,
soda.
Basically, yeah. It's yeah. a bump. Bump yeah, of barbecue
bump
sauce.
Bump of barbecue
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, just a little... Yeah.
Seems completely unnecessary to have a product.
Maybe we can throw some of that on our Grand Ole Barbecue at summer break.
Ooh. Caffeinated barbecue sauce.
See if you can get a bottle, Paulie. I'd like to get him zooted on 5-Hour Energy
on a
barbecue sauce.
Cup of coffee's worth of caffeine.
Let's try to remember on Tuesday to apply for the drop.
Okay. Yeah, you have to apply to do it.
You just go on their website and sign up if they're available.
Do it, and we'll see if we can get some for summer break.
Done.
You guys remember, summer break's right around the corner. Ben and Wood's summer break. During the All-Star break, there's nothing going on.
So we give up all of our guests, all our baseball guests. It's their break as well.
It's their break.
Jesse Agler, Adam Jones, Sammy. You know, we just take the week off.
We just party in here.
I think Friday we got back to normal
because
the Padres have a game that day.
But yeah, we just party for a few days.
Monday through Thursday. It's going to get weird.
It gets really weird. Ben hates it so
now,
much.
I'm sure it's probably not going to happen, but I feel like we should go on a field trip for one of those days.
I'd be down
because summer
that.
Camp usually involves one of the days you go on a field trip, like to a water park or something like that.
Do a remote broadcast?
Yes.
I'd be
from
down.
Somewhere like summer fun in the morning.
Can we just do it at the beach, you think? We got Wi-Fi.
A beach? Why not?
Yeah, I guess we could.
You know what I thought would be really awesome? And I think you can get Wi-Fi because it doesn't go that high up. Hot air balloon. Radio
Absolutely
show.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
from
no
a hot
chance.
Air
nope.
balloon.
Nope. That is a
nope.
bad idea.
Bad idea.
You don't like that idea?
No.
Not a chance.
4 hours
you
in a hot air balloon?
You can do it.
All right, I'll do it.
We'll get you a little webcam.
No.
No? You won't join me?
We just had this conversation.
All right, Mike Schilt is coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.